well-known 20th century theologian once said, "Take your Bible and take your newspaper and read both, but interpret newspapers from your Bible." And that sounds good and makes sense. But in reality, that practice makes for a fine line for preachers of the gospel. In today's world, where we are so sharply divided that it is at times painful, and where facts may no longer be perceived as facts, and where we put on our political beliefs like polished steel armor, finding that sweet spot of proclaiming Jesus' good news while being careful not to trample on anyone's toes is a tough job. Because everyone, due to their preconceived notions, prejudices, political affiliation, or personal choices, everyone has a filter. And a great deal of the time, we hear only what we want to hear. And so we turn a blind eye or a deaf ear to things that make us uncomfortable, things that challenge our ideas, or things that don't align with our political party. I do it. You do it. Everyone does, because it's just human nature. The trouble is that with 24/7 news, social media, and a surprisingly strong spirit of cynicism and contempt that currently permeates our culture, we are alienating each other right at the time when we need to draw together. Because Jesus calls us to be salt and light. But really? Given today's attitudes, rather than do that, we'll instead argue over the health challenges of salt or disagree about just what kind of light and where it needs to shine. So how about this? Imagine, as best you can, that you are no longer affiliated with any political party. None. Not a Republican, not a Democrat, not even an independent. Think about it. Those lines have been erased. That armor is gone. The distinctions no longer matter. Imagine. And since this could make some of us anxious, close your eyes if you need to. But be sure to uncross your arms, uncross your legs, and unclench your fists. You need to just let it go. Imagine. And as we let go of that identity, let's then place ourselves firmly into our identity as a Christian. And not a liberal Christian and not a conservative Christian, but just a plain old Christian. Just someone who loves Jesus and who wants to serve him. Someone who goes to church, who cherishes communion, who prays and sings from the heart, and who really and truly does want to love their neighbor as themselves. Imagine that you are simply a Christian, a child of God, and a follower of Jesus Christ. And all that other stuff, that's just gone. It's kind of a relief. And then let's take a look at today's gospel. In it, Jesus is speaking to his followers, most of whom are Jewish people who lived under the oppressive rule of the mighty Roman Empire. And some of them hated the Roman Empire, and they pushed back. And lots didn't really like it, Some simply lived with it, and probably some didn't mind. Most likely, there were also religious leaders present in the crowd, most of whom did not support Jesus on any level. And probably many there were just common folks, looking for hope in lives that had very little of it. And what did Jesus say? Well, he didn't call out factions, he didn't take sides, and he didn't preach for or against some issue. No, he simply spoke his truth. So last week, it was the Beatitudes. It was the countercultural message of finding blessing in God in any and all circumstances as one lived into the reality of the values and norms, not of our culture, but the values and norms of the kingdom of heaven. And this week picks up right where last week left off. And to this mixed crowd, Jesus simply said, "Be salt, be light. Be something good. Add something positive to the world. Believe in me and do as I do, not as all those other people say. And if you do," Jesus said, "then we can stop arguing about laws and prophets and who's right and who's wrong. Instead, we'll all be part of and we will all work for the kingdom of heaven." And that's the goal. That's what we are not to lose sight of. Which means that, in the end, Jesus doesn't care, either in the gospel or now, what political party we're part of. Labels mean nothing to him. Instead, for Jesus, it's all about relationships, how we treat each other, how we behave toward those who are different from us or with whom we disagree, how well we love each other, and how much we respect everyone's God-given human dignity. That's what Jesus cared about. So with that in mind, what we may need to do on a regular basis is ask ourselves that question that was made popular so many years ago. And what was it?
What would Jesus do?
Oh, let me hear it better.
What would Jesus do?
That's right. What would Jesus do? What would he care about? Who would Jesus love? We need to figure out that answer, and we need to act accordingly. Because as Karl Barth pointed out, our identity as Christians should take precedence over and inform all those other identities. And that doesn't mean that we will all agree, but it should mean that we will no longer treat each other with cynicism and contempt. And hopefully, as we try to do what Jesus would do, it will mitigate the mean-spiritedness of our current times and open our eyes to see the human being behind the opinion, to appreciate the person behind the label, and to actually listen to someone who might be different, but who may have something to teach us. Because everywhere we look, every person we see, no matter their color, religion, gender, or country of origin, every single person is a beloved child of God. And if we can't or we won't see that, then we should be ashamed of ourselves. Because as much as there is to argue over in our culture or even in our faith, Jesus was always very clear on one thing. We are to love each other. So be salt. Be light. Be something positive. Be a blessing. Be like Jesus.